There is the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research, NZIER, has just released its 2022 summer reading list for the Prime Minister. And with us to discuss it is Patrick Smalley, Business Desk Managing Editor. Hey, Patrick.
Hi, Heather.
Geez, this feels patronising. Is it meant to be?
It's something I've been doing for a few years now. Business Desk is sponsoring it this year, so that's why I've taken the opportunity to talk about it. There are six titles here. The likelihood that the Prime Minister will read all, let alone any of them, is probably fairly low, but it's intended to be an interesting and thought-provoking set of titles which runs across a bunch of things. Fake news, there's a novel there by a guy called Monty Suter called Kawai, which I've just read, which imagines New Zealand pre-colonisation, which is both gorgeous and brutal. But the book I wanted to talk about most today was one called The End of the World is Just the Beginning, since this is the business hour. This is by an American guy called Peter Zion. It's probably not a book that's going to cheer you up, because basically the sell is 2009 was the last great year for the world. And his basic thesis is that for the last two or three generations, everything's been getting better and faster and cheaper, that America made that happen, and that America has now lost interest. So basically, it's saying countries are going to have to make their own goods, grow their own food, secure their own energy, fight their own battles. Now, quite a few people probably think that sounds fantastic, but it's also a recipe for a much more expensive world, a much less secure world, and a world in which, instead of being able to get stuff delivered to your door from anywhere in the world at the drop of a hat, you're going to have to wait, or you're going to have to make it yourself, and it might not be quite as good as it used to be. And then throw in a bit of catastrophic climate change just to keep things gloomy. The only good news in this that I can find is that there is only a small number of countries, if it's this chap who is reasonably credible, geopolitical analyst who's also being very provocative in this book. He's really makes you sit up and think. Is to say that there are only a few countries that can make this work, and one of them happens to be New Zealand. That's partly because we're down this end of the world, so climate change is probably going to have the biggest impacts around the equatorial parts of the world. Those will be where it's hottest and wettest and least possible to live, assuming it all goes according to how is generally expected. We've got lots of water, we've got a functioning democracy, we make a lot of our own food, and we're almost self-sufficient in energy. And so there's a whole lot of things about New Zealand which actually set us up reasonably well for what he believes will be a couple of pretty complicated and fairly unpleasant decades. So, I think about my life, started in 1960, gone through to 2020, all pretty swimmingly, really. I think the next 20 years are going to be really challenging on a lot of fronts. But maybe this is as good a place as any to hunker down while it's happening.
Are you convinced by this argument, Patrick? Can you see an alternative future?
Not particularly at the moment. I think that the two things which I think have changed a little bit in the last few months are I think that that China is starting to pull back from the extent of its ambitions in the South China Sea and Taiwan. I think that it's important that Biden didn't do nearly as badly in the midterm elections as was expected. He was able to go to a bunch of international meetings, including with Xi Jinping, looking bolstered rather than like a complete loser. And Russia is going to lose in Ukraine eventually, all of which is good news for democracies and the sort of pushing back on the autocratic impulses that we're seeing in so many parts of the world at the moment. But it's going to be a tricky time. Globalization is kind of over. The trade liberalization, which New Zealand has ridden on the back of, is going to change. We're going to be, we'll keep selling food to China, but we're not going to do anything with them technologically. All of that's going to be with Australia, Europe, US, Britain, our old friends. And that's the way the world's going to go,
fascinating.
Going to go now.
Patrick, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Patrick Smalley, Business Desk Managing Editor.